Avada Kedavra is one of the three unforgivable curses that we learned about in Harry Potter. It's the curse used by wizards to kill another living being. It was used against Harry's mother, and it was used against Voldemort himself. Well, I was an adult when the first book was published, and thus never read it. But my children, they fell in love with it. They read all the books, and together we went to see the movies. I recall one of my son's teachers reading the first volume of Harry Potter to her class over the course of a year. And once, when we had a very long family drive, we listened to an audio version of one of the books. Jim Dale, the reader, was remarkable. He made the characters come to life. Each character had their own voice, and there was no confusing who was speaking. It was an amazing performance. In fact, there were times when we needed to stop, but none of us wanted to get out of the car. We just wanted to keep listening to learn what was going to happen next to Harry and his friends. There were years when a new volume of the series was published, and people would line up outside of bookstores just to get a copy. I have to admit, I've enjoyed the Harry Potter franchise, and it needs to be recognized that it has helped to make many kids avid readers. That, in and of itself, is a noteworthy accomplishment. Getting kids to want to read is truly impressive, and it should be celebrated. But unfortunately, there are those who don't see Harry Potter as something to be celebrated, but rather something to be denounced. There are those who believe that reading Harry Potter could risk conjuring evil spirits. Yep, a Catholic school in Tennessee has banned Harry Potter because, as the pastor says, it used actual curses and spells. Mind-boggling that a fictional children's book is being banned because someone imagines that the made-up incantations could conjure up evil spirits. To accept that, one has to believe that what is considered a wonderful work of fiction isn't really fiction, but a sorcerer's manual. And two, one needs to accept that there is a realm of evil spirits that can be called to do one's bidding if one only knows the correct words. All I can say is stupefy. No, not the curse from the Harry Potter books that renders a victim unconscious. I just mean that it's stupid. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.